V'zeh b'chinas ma'asham Rabbi Yitzchok al posuk bereishis. Now we go back to what we mentioned earlier, how the Medrash says that Rabbi Yitzchok explained the opening psukim in the Torah. He said, "Lo yehoyet zorech lahaschel es haTorah elam yachodesh ezelochem shei mitzvah rishayna." Really, technically, the Torah should have begun from HaChodesh HaZelochem, which is the first official mitzvah given to the Jews when they left Egypt. So if that's the case, why did Hashem choose to begin the Torah from Bereishis Bara Elokim and all of those stories, the stories of creation, the stories of Noach and Avram? What? The answer is, Bishvil Koyach Ma'asov Higid Li'amalim, because Hashem wanted to show that I'm the one who created everything, and therefore I'm in charge, I own everything. And if I choose to give something for a period of time, and then when that period of time is over, I change my mind, I want to give it to B, I'm allowed to do that 100%. Kedei sheyuchlu Yisrael lichboy sheretz Yisrael. And that's what gives the Jewish people the ability to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to take Eretz Yisrael away from the other nations. The fact that Hashem created everything, and therefore he's the boss, and therefore he gives it to whoever he wants, and when he decides to take it back, he has the right to take it back and give it to another party, a second party. Hainu kanal. This is tied into what we learned earlier. Sh'Rabbi Yitzchok makshe. Rabbi Yitzchok is asking, Mipnei ma mesaperes lanu atoyrak de shekol elo asipurim she'en kosu behem shum mitzvah. Why is the Torah going through the bother of telling us all of these stories up front that do not have any actual mitzvahs in them? Vateritz, and the answer is, shekol elo hasipurim hem kedei shenucha lichboy sheretz Yisrael. All of these stories are told in order to help Klal Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki yefshir lichvoy Eretz Yisrael ki maidei koyach masov. It's impossible to conquer Eretz Yisrael unless we establish that Hashem is the one who created everything, and that's established in those stories. Dahainu b'chinas haTorah ne'lemesna, which is called the hidden Torah. Shehoyim mekayim ha'olam koyd matan Torah, which is what sustained the world before matan Torah. That's the reason why the Torah is giving us all of those stories. Ki kol elu hasipurim shekoydem ha-mitzvahs, hein ha-toyra ha-ne'lemes. Because all of those stories that are written before the mitzvahs, that is the hidden Torah. Ki heim ikar sisrei Torah. That's where you have the main secrets of Torah. The Sifrei Kabbalah, all of those svarim, usually expound most on those stories. V'hi haTorah hanelemes shei mekayim olam koydem matan Torah. And that is the Torah, the hidden Torah that sustained the world before matan Torah. Shaydezeh hoilchem v'koyvshim Eretz Yisrael. And that's the power, that's what gives us the ability to go ahead and conquer Eretz Yisrael. U'bishvil zeh kosva haTorah kol elu hasipurim. And it's for that reason that the Torah wrote all of these stories, Bishvil Koyach Masav Higil Yamoi, as Rashi points out over there from Rabbi Yitzchok, to show that Hashem is the one who created everything, and thereby Kedei Lichboy Sheretz Yisrael. That's what gives us the ability to take over Eretz Yisrael. Ki Hu HaTorah HaNe'lemes. Those stories are the hidden Torah, Shaydezeh Daika Koivshim Eretz Yisrael, through which we conquer Eretz Yisrael. Kanal, as we explained earlier, V'hovein Heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. In this paragraph that we just learned, Rav Nosson Zal took two things that Rabbeinu Zal discusses, which did not seem connected, and he put them together solidly. Rabbeinu Zal says that in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, you need Matnas Chinam. We see Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was praying to get to Eretz Yisrael, he said, Voeschanan, Matnas Chinam. Matnas Chinam refers to a very high level of kindness. Now, the Gemara tells us, and the Medrash tells us, that in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, you need the stories of the Torah. You need Hashem to spell out that He created the world and etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal is saying, These two are the same. The stories of the Torah and the Matnas Chinam, the Chesed Chinam, are one and the same. Because the stories of the Torah, they are called secrets of Torah, the hidden Torah. And that's connected to this incredible Chesed Chinam of Hashem, this highest level kindness of Hashem. Nimtza. So therefore we conclude, Shekol HaSipurim Shebatorah, that all the stories that are mentioned in the Torah, V'chol HaDivrei Torah SheSvivois HaMitzvah, and all the seemingly extra words that surround the mitzvah in the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Daber al Aravon of Lemor, all of those things, Hayinu V'daber Hashem al Moshe, Kol Zehu Bechinas Sisrei Torah. All of that is referred to as hidden Torah, secrets of Torah. Bechinas HaTorah HaNe'elemes Sheyemekayim Olam Koydem Matan Torah. The hidden Torah which sustained the world before those, during those 26 generations, before the Torah was given. Shaydeze Yochol HaTzadik Ho'emes L'kayim Ho'elam Tomid. And it's that hidden Torah, that Chesed Chinam, that gives the Tzadik the ability to sustain the world always. Afilo beis she'osum ha'she'osum kanal. Even when the Jews did what they did, even when they messed up in the biggest way. V'zehu she'omar Moshe. Now we'll understand what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. V'ato, and now, im tisuch ha'tosum, if you're willing to forgive the Jews, fine. V'im ayin, and if not, mocheni no mi'sifrecho, erase me from your book, wipe me out completely. Dahainu, watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Mashikosu v'nizkar b'toyra kam opomim shmoy shal Moshe. This that we find Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned in the Torah many, many times. Kegoin v'aydabar Hashem el Moshe, v'kyoitze b'zeh, all of those psukim. Shekol zeh hu bechlal ha-sipurim v'adiburim shel ha-Torah she'eno me'ikra ha-mitzvois. We said before, all of that is part of the storytelling, the narration of the Torah, and which is not part of the actual mitzvahs, the technical presentation of the mitzvah. Ach be'emes heim b'chinas sisrei Torah. However, we explained earlier that this is the hidden Torah. B'chinas ha-Torah ne'lemes shogavoyim en ha-Torah shebenigla. The hidden Torah that's on a higher level than the revealed Torah. V'hinei Zois HaTorah HaNe'elemes Hu Hashem Yisborach B'Yatzmoy Kav Yochel. This hidden Torah is Hashem. It's Hashem Himself. Shemekayim Ho'ilam Tomid B'Chesed Chinam, who is the one who sustains the world all the time, even when we're terrible, even when we do the worst things, Hashem still has the ability to sustain the world using that freebie kindness. Shal Yodoi Boris Olam Mechazor Levad. That's what enabled Hashem to create the world with Chesed alone. Koydem Shohoyo Shum Uvdo Delesato Klal. Before there was any Isarusa Delesata at all, when Hashem created the world, there were no human beings. There was nobody to show any initiative from below. So Hashem was forced at that time to create the world with Chesed Chinam, right? And we said that this hidden part of the Torah that we have is also that Chesed Chinam. Ubevadai Hashem Yisborach bekoichoi ubechazdoi hu yochoi lekayim hoilom tomid bechazdoi. So therefore, just like when Hashem first created the world, He had the ability to create the world with pure Chesed, without any justification, without any initiative from below. Nobody did anything to deserve the world being created or anything yet. And still Hashem was able to create the world with His pure Chesed. Therefore, Hashem definitely has the ability to maintain the world and to sustain the world today also with His Chesed. Afilu beis shosu ma shosu. Even when the Jewish people have messed up, you know, totally. Because who can tell Hashem what to do? You know, let's look at this honestly. Hashem is in charge. Hashem can do anything He wants. So you can say, but hold on, but the rule is that there has to be initiative from below. Who wrote the rule? The rules are written by Hashem. So Hashem is not bound by anything in a sense. Ach, however, Hashem Yisborach, achar shebor es oylam, v'nosan es ha-Torah li-Yisrael, mosa retzoinoi biad Yisrael. Hashem, after he created the world, and after giving the Torah to the Jewish people, Hashem has given himself over to the Jewish people. The Torah is Hashem. So by putting the Torah in the hands of the Jewish people, Hashem has put himself in our hands, in a sense. V'ho'ikar, and out of all the Jewish people, in whose hands has Hashem really put himself? Biyad HaTzadik HaDoer. Hashem has put himself in the hands of and under the control of the Tzadik HaDoer. V'hakoyl toloi boikanal. Everything is up to him. Everything is up to the Tzadik HaDoer. Everything depends on him. V'zeh sheromaz Hashem Yisborach l'Moshe. And this is why Hashem hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'omar lo, and he said to him, V'ato, and now, honicholi, allow me, step aside and let me at him, let me destroy the Jewish people. But look at the wording that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, honicholi, allow me. L'rameis, Hashem was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu, shehakoil tolui boy, that everything is up to you. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are in control. You're in charge. You can even control me now, Hashem said. You can decide whether you're going to give me the go-ahead to wipe out the Jews, or you can decide whether you're not going to give me that go-ahead. You're going to stand in the way and block me. V'alkein, achshov, iyef shelagalo yisachesad hanelam hazeh, kiim hatzadik hador shubchinas Moshe. Therefore, now that Hashem has set it up this way, after he gave the Torah to the Jews, and after he gave the authority to the Tzaddik, now the only one who can reveal that hidden chesed is the Tzaddik Hador, B'chinas Moshe. Ki hu daiko muchruch legalos ha-chesed hazeh. He's the one who has to do this. He's the one who has to reveal this chesed chinam, if he wants to save the Jewish people, etc. Ki kvar mosar Hashem Yisborach hakoil biyodoi, because Hashem has already given all the keys to him. Hashem has put all the control in the hands of the tzaddik. V'hakoil toli boy, and it's totally up to him. V'zeo b'chinas v'yedaber Hashem el Moshe. Now Rav Nosson Zal give us another interpretation of these words. The simple translation, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now something different. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, Shehu Bechinas HaTorah HaNe'elemes Kanal. We mentioned earlier that these kinds of sentences which surround the mitzvah, they are Torah Ne'elemes. They are hidden Torah, because it doesn't in any obvious way, it doesn't appear to be Torah. What do you know? It's a big deal. Everything Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it keep saying that again and again and again? But in reality, it is Torah, and it's not just Torah. It's very deep Torah. Shehu hachesed chinom shemekayim oylam tomid kanal. That depth of Torah, those secrets of Torah that are found in the Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe and those things, that's associated with that free kindness that sustains the world all the time. V'zehu, and now we come to another translation of the word of this pasuk, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, haynu shashem yisborach mosar kol Hahanhoga Lemoshe. This tells us that Hashem has given over all of the control, all of the authority to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik HaEmes Shebedor. He, Moshe Rabbeinu, represents the true tzaddik in each and every generation. Ki Dabor Loshen Manhig. Because the word Dabor in Hebrew also means leader. K'moy dabor echod lador. There's a pasuk that says one speaker to a generation, one leader in a generation. So when it says vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, it means Hashem gave the dibur, the dabor, the malchus, the authority over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki achshov achar abriya v'achar matan Torah, because now after the creation has been completed, And after the Jews received the Torah, Kol Hahanhoga Mesura Biad Moshe, all the control and authority has been given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Hatzadik Oemes, he is the true Tzadik, Vehu Daiko Yecholo, Vehu Daiko Tzorech Legalois HaChesed Hanelem. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzadik, he's the one who has to reveal that hidden Chesed, Kedei Lekayim Hoylam Tomid, in order to be able to sustain the world at all times, even after a golden calf, even after we messed up terribly.